FM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New numbers on employment show that the U.S. economy is not slowing down. ABC News business correspondent Alexis Christophorus has more on the 275,000 jobs that were created in the month of February.
This is a red-hot job market. Pick your adjective. I'm running out. Is it a blockbuster? Is it robust? It's all of the above. And despite thousands of job layoffs we've been hearing about this year, high-profile ones in the tech industry, in the media industry, all of the gains we're seeing in other industries seem to be offsetting that.
President Biden touting the economy and reproductive rights and national security and immigration and his age during last night's State of the Union address. The House is getting closer to introducing a bill that would either ban TikTok or force the Chinese owner of the app to sell. Lawmakers warning the Chinese government could be accessing Americans' personal data. France has enshrined abortion rights into its constitution on this International Women's Day. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 11 employees at the state prison in Waupun have been suspended as part of a federal investigation into alleged smuggling at the lockup. That's according to Governor Evers' office. The U.S. Justice Department says it doesn't comment on possible investigations. Evers' spokesman says the administration asked the feds last summer to look into how prisoners were able to get everything from cell phones to illegal drugs. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden says it was he who shouted lies during President Biden's State of the Union speech last night.
My predecessor failed the most basic presidential duty that he owes to American people, the duty to care. I think that's unforgivable.
The Republican tells the Journal Sentinel it's a lie to say former President Donald Trump doesn't care about the American people. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Wisconsin did pretty gouda at the World Championship Cheese Contest this year. Judges announced their winners at the Monona Terrace Thursday. Wisconsin had two cheeses in their top 20, a traditional aged cheddar from Hennig's Cheese in Keel and a Parmesan from Schumann Cheese in Turtle Lake. Wisconsin cheeses took home 39 first place finishes and a total of 142 cheese classes. This year's World Championship cheese is a semi-hard cheese called Hornbacher from Switzerland. Madison officials are looking to help low-income tenants from two area apartment buildings that are likely to close by the summer. The Rethke Terrace and Tree Lane apartments were created specifically for low-income residents. While most people in those apartments already get some help from the government to pay their rent, a few still living there do not. The city council has set aside $400,000 to help those tenants find a new place to live. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh.
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
The Badgers blank Rutgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers, with a much-needed win at home. They held on to beat Rutgers 78-66. A.J. Storey had 19 points, but Greg Gard says the key was the return of Kamari McGee and the spark he added after missing 6 weeks with a foot injury.
He brings a toughness to us that we lacked. I always say I need more pit bulls, less poodles. He's a pit bull.
So Wisconsin faces the number 3 Boilermakers Sunday at 12:30 at Purdue. The girls' state high school basketball tournament continues. The finals tomorrow at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Baseball, the Brewers with an 8-2 win over the Chicago White Sox in Arizona. Inside the clubhouse, manager Pat Murphy says he's been impressed with the progress of right-handed pitcher Colin Ray.
This kid found himself with the help of Woody and obviously Wade. You know, they've built this friendship that's really special, and to see his confidence grow is just, I mean, it's incredible, man.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way today, tonight, into early tomorrow. We're talking maybe a half inch or more by the time it all winds down. And there could be a couple of snowflakes that mix in at times too late tonight into tomorrow morning as well. Our high today, 44. Tonight down to 30. Tomorrow, breezy, gradual clearing with a high of 43. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent, running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Friday on Nightlight, we talk Green Bay Film Festival and what's coming up on Max, Inc. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Man Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Donald Trump had one job. He had one crisis. He's saying, oh, all of these things were perfect. You had one crisis, bruh. It was called the pandemic. And you know what you did? You bollocksed it completely. You did so poorly at managing your sole crisis. The one hard thing you had to do, the reason he doesn't look old like Biden looks older, the presidency ages you when you do the job.
Thank you, Joy Reid.
And Trump does look old.
Exactly. I like the.
That's because of the lawsuits, not because of being president.
Biden should say tonight, I don't have time to spray paint myself orange and dye my hair and wear a girdle because I'm busy getting done. Okay. Hey, look who's here.
If I'm going to get bad news, I want it from him because he's very handsome.
Dr. Irwin Redletter joins us now.
MSNBC medical expert.
He's leading us from the gloom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter.
And now he enters.
Here he became Dr. Doom.
Dr. Irwin Redletter is the founding director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness and senior research scholar.
Dr. Doom.
Just your titles make my brain hurt. Hi, good morning, Dr. Doom.
Yeah, mine too. Hi, Jeff. Good morning, everybody.
You worked hard for those titles, though.
That's a lot of book learning.
Yeah. Is it really? Yeah, it is, you know, people do what they do. You know, I was just actually thinking about you getting ready for every show every morning and how intensely, really complicated it is. I don't know how you do it exactly. You got a whole lot of stuff to absorb. In a very short period of time.
Thank you.
Hats off to you.
Thank you, doctor. There are a lot of layers to fart jokes that you don't understand because you were too busy in med school.
Hey, same in my end of the world here. So anyway.
Briefly considered proctology. You know, Doc, we just played Joy Reid, but I mean, everybody's talking about Elise Stefanik saying, they're really going to try, were you better off 4 years ago? You know, here's one tweet I say for you. Fred tweets, yes, who doesn't want to go back to the halcyon days of refrigerator vans holding bodies of pandemic victims, empty store shelves, economic collapse, and an idiot telling us to inject bleach and shove lights up our ass after using a Sharpie to change a hurricane map? I mean, do they really, is America's short-term memory really that bad?
You know, I don't think it has anything to do with memory. It has to do with people, as we've talked about before, belonging to a cult. Mm-hmm. And if the cult guy, the cult master says, you know, you go left, you go left. You go right, you sit on your head, you drink this Kool-Aid that we got for you here in Guyana. And people just do it. It's an extraordinary phenomenon where people's relationship to the truth when it comes to these matters is completely overwhelmed by their adherence to whatever this guy is telling them. Seriously, this is what's so dangerous about this. And the fact that we have 20, 30 million people who will do whatever Trump says and think whatever he says think no matter what.
And either won't watch the State of the Union tonight or anything Biden says, they'll go, oh, fake news. Right. Oh, that's all just fake news. Yeah. All the statistics that he's going to cite.
By the way, Boston University just asked, is COVID still a pandemic with nearly as many hospitalizations in January 2024 as in January 2023? It's clear that COVID is not growing milder and it's not fading away. Once again, this is what Trumpism has bought us, yeah. right? Mm-hmm. Has brought us, excuse
it
me.
It has bought us, which is, you know, people that are in his camp really do not care what the CDC says. They're not even giving, many of them are not even giving their children the basic measles shots, which would be critical to prevent a really terrible measles outbreak in children. You know, who's surprised that the Trumpers will not listen to science or public health or any experts, real experts? They just like following whatever Trump has to say. He cost hundreds of thousands of American lives during the pandemic, as Joy Reid was saying, by absolute mismanagement, almost criminal
yeah.
mismanagement of this crisis. It's just sad.
And you referenced the measles outbreak. I mean, it must be just astounding as a doctor, but as a human, that, you know, as we were played a Rachel Maddow thing, really, they're going to bring back polio? That's what they're running on? Yeah. They're going to bring back alley abortions, polio. I mean, Trump has vowed, as you know, to cut funds for any schools who have vaccine mandates for any vaccine. I mean, go ahead.
Well, really, the mystery is why so many people have fallen under his spell. And, you know, this is a phenomenon that I think won't play out well in November, because I don't think really, as we've talked about before, Stephanie, there's enough people who have been hypnotized by this insanity. I don't think there's enough of them to overwhelm people with the end of the day. All these undecideds, the people that couldn't pull a lever in the primaries for Biden will go in there and they'll realize, even if it's the last minute, we cannot have Trump again.
Yeah.
There's just more of us than there is of them.
You've been particularly happy clappy on Twitter, which is really quite disconcerting, Dr. Doom. I would tell you stay in your lane, but I appreciate your optimism. Diane tweeted to you, no one's coming to save us. Bob Mueller, Jack Smith, Merrick Garland, or having the majority. Either we vote in numbers too big to ignore and save the Republic, or it's over. It may be too late. And you said, yes, Diane, we have a MAGA-laden SCOTUS and a Trump-controlled Congress, but there are so many other Dems, independents, and distressed Republicans that unless there's a massive turn to a third-party candidate, the Trump cult will not have the numbers. So, yes, it truly is up to us. That just says it all, doesn't it?
To me, you know, look, this is what I've been saying to very, very despairing friends and family, that at the end of the day, if we just have people vote, we'll be okay. And it's worth emphasizing that we've now seen in complete technicolor that the Supreme Court of the United States is just another branch of MAGA. And, of course, MAGA controls Congress. And what we have left are people like the people listening to this show who need to go there and vote and get everyone else to vote.
You know,
so this is where we are.
You've taken to comforting people on Twitter. Denise tweeted to you, do you really think they won't pull the same crap with the election again next time, only on steroids? And you said, I don't. There will be too many eyes on every micro step of the process. I mean, I've said, Doc, at least I'm glad, you know, the Biden administration is in charge and that, you know, you have people like Mark Elias and others, you know, trying to make sure that voting is fair. Because I think that there is that fear that, well, first of all, he won't admit he lost no matter what, right? I mean, that's kind of a given. But hopefully that won't matter, right?
I hope not. You know, really, the other problem is, even though I feel like Trump can't win, we still have a lot of people who have, AR-15s, who are going to be really, really mad. They will not accept the results of a fair election. And I don't know what's going to happen with that. But I think they have to be treated. If there's any hint of violence or uprising, that's got to be put down immediately.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, 100% sure that Biden and the administration and state governments are planning to put down anything dangerous in terms of a reaction when Biden wins.
Yeah. Doc, speaking of, before we leave the subject of COVID entirely, you saw the story. A German man intentionally received more than 200 COVID vaccinations.
This is a pro-vax idiot. But researchers found he was fine and showed no side effects. 62-year-old man deliberately received 215 COVID vaccines over a period of 29 months. They concluded that his hypervaccination did not result in any side effects. It also didn't significantly improve his immune response.
Well, there's a total of zero lessons in this insane anecdote. But I was just wondering. So, guy goes into the local pharmacy to say, "I'm here for a COVID shot," and they look at his three pages of COVID vaccine records and says, "I'm sorry," and then he insists on it anyway. I don't understand the process. Yeah. Does his doctor do this, or who's doing it?
I don't know. We should thank him for his, service in terms of if the vaccinations were really harmful. I guess that guy.
Before he's gone. Yeah, right. Yeah. Exactly.
Vaccines are safe. Yeah. Thank you. We got it. By the way, so we also were. We've been talking about your great work in Ukraine and hoping desperately for this funding. And you just said, as if we need another reason to keep Donald Trump and his dangerous entourage out of the White House. Remember, the world faces at least two existential threats, nuclear war and another pandemic far worse than COVID. We need wisdom, judgment, ability to collaborate, respect for science, steady hands leading all branches of government. Trump checks off not one of those boxes, not one. Here's the thing. Speaker Johnson, by the way, Michael McFaul tweeted, "Speaker Johnson's time to pass the new aid bill to Ukraine to help avoid getting dragged into a NATO-Russia conflict." I mean, that's what I can't believe we have to keep saying, that this is in our interest. And also, weapons are being built here, so this actually helps Americans as well, what we're helping Ukraine with. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I will talk about it, but, it's irrational, in fact, contrary to our own self-interest, to keep Putin at bay. They're already talking about Poland and, expanding the Russian Empire and the lost glory that must be recaptured. This is an aggressive totalitarian maniac, basically. And we need to help Ukraine help us by defending themselves against our avowed enemy, which happens to be Putin, unfortunately. Look, there's a lot of really good Russian people who would much rather be under some other kind of political regime. But right now it's Putin in command, and he's nuts. He wants to go westward, and nothing's going to stop him. Unless he's stopped at the border of Ukraine and Russia. And don't forget, he's already threatened Poland. He's got his ministers. And I saw a talk by one of his ministers, and I watched it live, and it was being translated. And the guy was saying, there is no Ukraine. It's all part of Russia. It's a fake country run by Nazis. And people in the audience are just nodding their heads there. I mean, it's completely nuts, and we really need to get that funding done.
Yeah.
To give they're using 10 rockets a day when they used to use 150 rockets a day. They have to ration their weapons and ammunition because they're running out, literally.
Yeah.
So we need to do the thing.
You obviously have been referencing, education, misinformation, all of that stuff. I just thought this was interesting what you tweeted. You said there's no shortage of opinions about what and how children should be taught or what should or shouldn't be in school libraries, but with increasing dependence for quote-unquote information on TikTok, social media, paranoid conspiracy purveyors, politicians, cults, the weird magic of AI, we need to rethink priorities for teaching our children. Along with the basics, all children should learn how to tell the difference between truth and non-truth, between reality and illusion, and that there's a difference between believing and knowing. These may be the greatest educational challenges ever faced by parents, role models, and teachers, but we must figure this out, and soon. Nothing could be more important. We just talked about this with Carl Frisch, as a school board member. Just some of these interviews with Trumpers and the things they believe, and you can only imagine that's what their kids believe, too. Just these complete nutty conspiracy theories and whatever Donald Trump says, as you mentioned.
Yeah, well, this is a... Can you imagine a young, curious child wanting to find out about something that certainly something has to do with politics? Where are they going to go? They'll go to the internet. They'll look on TikTok. They'll do whatever they do. They'll They'll look at a site that turns out to be AI generated.
Yeah.
How are these children growing up now supposed to be able to differentiate between truth and BS? That's what it comes down to. Mm-hmm. It can be done, but we're gonna have to really put an effort forward to do that. Otherwise, children will always be subject to nonsense that's being put out by people like those in the MAGA.
Imagine if this lieutenant governor becomes governor in North Carolina, who believes the Holocaust didn't happen, but lizard people are real.
I can't wait to get back to the good old days when women can't vote, Stephanie. This is his nighttime fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smiling away deep in sleep, thinking about the horrendous old days when we were suppressing blacks and minorities and women couldn't vote and on and on and on.
Yeah.
The fact that he's even up for political office or holds a political office is really a reason to have a lot of introspection by us. What the hell is happening in America? It's just not good.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's got a chance. Do you? I mean,
no.
I
Well, no. Listen, the only thing he said, lesbianism is trying to destroy the traditional family. That is true in that I flirt with you every week, but Mrs. Doom has repelled my satanic influence.
Well, you know, you've been getting these telegrams from her, I know, saying cease and desist.
All right, please, Dr. Handsome.
Please don't, Stephanie. Please.
Aww.
All right, love you, Dr. Doom.
Thanks, Doc.
Talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.
21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo Mobile. We couldn't be prouder to have this new sponsor. Jody's the smartest girl in class.
She is.
She's been using them for 15 years. Chris and I are newbies.
Yes.
I'm telling you, Credo Mobile. They're America's only progressive phone company. They share your values. Every month they donate $95 million to date. They have donated to, Friends of the Earth, Planned Parenthood, Transgender Law Center, you name it. Join Credo Mobile. You will get that great feeling that comes with knowing that you are making a difference every day just by using your phone. And you get coverage on the nation's largest, most reliable network. Low rates, complete selection of new devices, including the latest models from the top brands. All the things first came to mind, Chris. Can I keep my phone? Can I keep my number? Yes! It's so easy to switch to Credo Mobile. Go to CredoMobile.com, CREDOMobile.com. For a limited time, you get $250 off any smartphone when you use the code STEPH. Learn more, CredoMobile.com. Get $250 off using that code STEPH.
That is great radio.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives, so it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy, she sleeps well, she's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I'm so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
Hi.
I wrote something that I wanted to read you. Well, here goes. You're a great friend. I like being with you. But our friendship seems like it's changing. It seems like you've kind of been checking me out lately. And I've been looking at you a lot, too. And I think that's pretty cool. You're the first houseplant I've ever felt this way about. So, do you think it'd be all right if I put my arm around you?
Things can get pretty ugly when you're bored after school.
Do you like dance music?
In an after-school program, you can find something way better to do, like hoops, soccer. You could paint, or maybe even do a field trip. Check out afterschoolscene.com. You can have a lot more fun than putting the moves on a houseplant. Public service message from the After School Alliance, the Mott Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Steffi.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious.
What?
They want a taste of what I got.
Steffi.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Check it out.
Check it out, everybody. Sexy Liberals on sale. Oh, my God. Okay. Yes, we should say, okay, so tickets are on sale at 10 a.m. local, wherever you are.
Right. Like, so if you're buying a if you're buying a ticket to a show that's in the Eastern time zone,
yes.
10 a.m. Eastern, they are on sale right now. Central time zone, okay. Not on sale yet. They go on sale at the top of the hour.
Okay. And this is a whole new beast. We are being produced by the fantastic Live Nation and NS2. So this time, VIP is separate from tickets.
Right.
Just get your ticket to the show. VIP is going to be a separate ticket. We're still figuring out everything. This is a big beast we're getting off the ground here. What?
No, I...
Okay. All right. Okay. We should say we kick off at Saturday, April 13th in Minneapolis. You're up first, so get it. April 27th, Philadelphia. Y'all, get it. And then there we go. Albuquerque, Seattle, Denver, Boston, Atlanta, New York, Chicago, Portland, Durham, North Carolina, Phoenix, Arizona, Kansas City, Missouri, Los Angeles, and then Washington, D.C. for the inauguration in January. Okay, get it. By the way, speaking of Philly, there's been another shooting. 9 high school students have been wounded after 3 suspects opened fire on a Philly bus stop.
Yeah.
Still breaking news. All right, Black Knight coming up for the first appearance. Very exciting. Diane in Tampa. Hey, Diane, welcome.
Hey, I love you all. Even here with our broken Smurf blue, sexy as hell hearts in Tampa, there aren't any Florida shows scheduled. So I don't know if this Santa's banned you, but what we do know, Stephanie and loved ones, Floridians here, we will fire Rick Scott. But we need all ammunition. Why did you abandon us?
Well, you know what? We're produced by Live Nation, so we didn't choose the cities. But I would love to add Florida. So let's keep our fingers crossed. I'd like to add Texas, please, Florida. Please. I know. We can't get everywhere. Mommy's.
We can do it. We can gain a Senate seat.
Yes, we can do what?
It's up to you, Stephanie.
Yes,
if
it's up
we go to Florida.
Florida
then we,
get
then
a Democrats to get a Senate seat.
Yes.
It's
okay.
up to you.
Okay.
It's up to you.
Wow, that is a lot of pressure. Okay. All right. You know what? What you can do, get if you, these shows sell really well, we'll see if we can add some more. So get it, sexyliberal.com. 29 minutes after the hour, Stephanie Miller's show.
My family and friends are always with me, no matter where I may be. Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
My story is yours. I am a mother.
I'm a father, a son,
a daughter. I am in recovery from a mental illness,
a substance use disorder.
With support from family and community,
we are victorious.
Join the Voices for Recovery. Our families, our stories, our recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, including prevention and treatment referral for you or someone you know, call 1-800-662-HELP. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No, thanks. I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mommy, sing me to sleep.
Sure, sweetie. Twinkle, twinkle, little star. You're a ball of gas that's very far. 32 light years in the sky, 10 parsecs, which is really high. Helium, carbon, and
hydrogen
fuse to make our starry friend. When it enters supernova stage, it explodes with bursts of rays. And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
And if the star's mass is big and bold, it will become a big black hole.
Thanks, Mom.
By the sixth grade, many girls lose interest in math and science, so it's up to parents to help create a brighter future for them. For some simple ideas, go to girlsgotech.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by Girl Scouts of USA and Ad Council.
Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m. to give Dad his medicine. At 6 a.m., I make his breakfast. At 7 a.m., I shower. I start laundry at 8. At 10, we go for a walk. Every day, I wake up at 5 a.m.
For those dealing with the daily struggles of caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community with experts and other caregivers for advice, tips, and support. Together, let's help each other better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Because he was doing the work.
Donald Trump looks the same as when he ran because he was playing golf the whole time. His one job
was to manage.
But the reality is, he had one job: manage this crisis. And he messed it up so badly that they had to do the stimmy. People love the stimmy. Why did he have to do the stimmy? Because a million bodies are in the ground.
It was
because
Democrats.
Of how poorly he managed an airborne virus.
Thank you, Joy Reid. Okay, Robert Reich tweets, it now seems official the Republican nominee is an educated rapist, business fraud, and insurrectionist who's been indicted on 91 criminal charges. That is how an honest media must refer to him in every headline between now and November. Thank you. Chris, you know our running joke about how I have to say allegedly?
Allegedly.
You don't have to say allegedly about any of those things. It is not hyperbole. You're not being partisan. These are actual facts.
Hashtag facts.
Yes, thank you. Sue and Rockville.
Oh, I know her.
Yes. Crackpot Mark Robinson should be the poster child of the 2024 GOP. Yes, let's make it so. Just for starters, he's a Holocaust denier who thinks the moon landing was fake and lizard people are real and says 9/11 was an inside job. Thank you, Sue and Rockville. Hello.
And guess who just bought her tickets to Sexy Liberal?
Okay, go ahead.
We will see you soon in Philly, and then for the inauguration for the second term of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Thank you.
In D.C. Kicking off 2025.
Yay!
There you go. Hooray! Can't wait to see you, honey. Big hug.
Yes. I'm going to not be using a cane by the time I see you in January. Unfortunately, in April, I probably still be working this knee back to normal.
I will do a very gentle hug, barely touching. I'll do a tantric hug.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. I just want you to know we will be watching the State of the Union. I think all Joe Biden needs to do is just a list of all the things he's achieved. He and the Democrats have achieved just line by line, and that's all people need to know. Are you better off? You bet we are.
Yep, absolutely. There's no question on that. Brian Karam, our friend, tweeted, Trump won't win, but he won't accept a loss either. This is what we were just talking about. That means another January 6th, and his threat of violence is what he believes is his ace in the hole. We got to not be afraid. We got to, right. Not back down to the bullies. President Biden said yesterday, Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley supporters. I want to be clear. There is a place for them in my campaign. I know there's a lot we won't agree on, but on the fundamental issues of preserving American democracy, on standing for the rule of law, on treating each other with decency and dignity and respect, on preserving NATO and standing up to America's adversaries, I hope and believe we can find common ground.
All right.
That's part of our job. Bring those people over.
Yes.
Those are persuadables. The people that... believe in lizard people, or they're gone.
They're
goodbye gone. As their reptile tail wags out of frame. Goodbye.
Is it like a newt where you can pull off the tail and grow another one?
I don't know. Oh. I don't know, Chris. Please do not pull off reptilian tails.
But it's fun.
Sunday Divine, I don't know who she is, but she's fabulous. She says, my desire to stay on top of the political news is directly at odds with my desire to remain sane. That is why God invented the Stephanie Miller Show. We make the medicine go down with fart jokes, immaturity, D jokes. We make it palatable.
Yes.
I understand. We lost our sanity long ago for you, Sunday.
It's all for you.
It's all for you. She also tweets, for the past several months, I've been agreeing with friends and family who say the election was stolen, telling them not to bother voting ever again because we're stealing them all from now on. That's another way you can serve.
Okay.
That is another way you can be a sexy liberal helper.
Sure.
You are correct. I mean, Joe Biden, the deep state is in charge. What are the chances we're not going to steal it again? What's the point? Stay home. Eat some Funyuns.
Funyuns are good.
That's my point. That they put the fun right in the word. Stay home, eat Funyuns. Watch whatever it is you watch.
Kardashians.
Okay. Do you have Seth Abramson tweets, now that the GOP is stuck with Trump as a candidate, the bear trap has well and truly closed on it. This will be something to see. That's what I keep saying. Oh, pardon me. And there was a guitar in the bear trap. I wanted to just a... Okay.
Oh.
No, it's true. That's what I was saying yesterday. I know I don't mean to get happy, but I'm just saying. There could be so many lovely surprises between now and November. I'm just saying. Because they've done it now,
yeah.
Right? They have, like, stepped into the bear trap. Mm-hmm. Okay, no way out now. Sorry. We tried to warn you. Chris, who said former President Trump's actions preceding the riot were a disgraceful dereliction of duty? There is no question that President Trump is practically and morally responsible for provoking the events of that day. Who said that?
Sherman.
No, that would be the spineless Mitch McConnell. Oh. Who today said, whatever, give him the nuke codes again. Okay. From Brandy Singer. Okay. Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. These allergies, it's all the rain.
It's really, yeah.
Alina Haba.
Bless you.
Thank you. Tristan Snell says, breaking, Trump lawyer Alina Haba sends a letter to judge in E. Jean Carroll case begging the court for Trump to have a few more days to come up with the $83.3 million. Shorter version, Trump is broke.
Yeah, but he's not worried about money.
Well, other people are saying the same thing we've been saying. He's probably going to get it from foreign sources. And is it possible for him to be more compromised than he already is?
Just so you know, so everybody can calm down, it's a courtesy to give a candidate for president
security.
It is not mandatory.
Yeah,
so everybody chill. Biden has stopped giving him security for the whole time. So he's not going to start it back up.
Because you know baby's going to whine once he's the official nominee.
Whine all you want.
He can whine.
Yeah. He's like, I need to sell some more.
Loser's whine.
Dave in Minneapolis, first stop on Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Mama. Yeah, all the folks here are so excited.
Oh, you know, find a reasonable buffet and then come on over to Sexy Liberal.
A tater tot casserole, please.
Yeah.
Get something from the Harmar.
Yeah, the Harmar, we're going to make the world's largest tater tot hot dish in celebration.
You know, people think you're kidding, but I've known you for a long time. You are probably going to bring a tater tot casserole to the VIP. I can just...
Or it's a hot dish.
It's a hot dish to pass.
A dish to pass, as Chris is always saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm very excited. Glad to see you coming back. But I have confirmed that Marcus Bachman will not be able to join us.
Is there a rave
that
night?
He's at home. He's sewing a new outfit for his, Michelle. So he's got things to do with that.
He's shopping at the Harmar for Michelle's new pantsuits?
He's shopping at the Harmar. There's some real good deals here. There's a really big Barnes & Noble. So if you're looking for a good book, that's okay.
See, you just wrote my first joke. When I get on stage, I'll be like, so glad everybody's here, except Marcus Bachman, who is at the Harmar buying a new pantsuit for Michelle.
Right.
Yeah.
At the Marshalls.
Say that.
At the Marshalls at Harmar.
At the Marshalls at the Harmar.
Yeah, the Marshalls at Harmar. Yeah. I got to tell you, I am still living that event down. Even to this day, I still get grief about it. The people who said in the front row that my shorts were too short, so they saw more than they bargained for.
No such thing, you little hussy.
I'm sure you've seen my Instagram. My shorts are shorter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wears
I'd
them?
I'd love to see your Instagram. Yeah, exactly. But I just wanted to know, I've finally grown a pair and just had to come back and start listening again. My anxiety be damned.
They're there.
I know what's going on
there. Sure. Beautishmal. You are beautishmal, and your shorts are exactly the right length. We love you. Beautishmal.
Thank you.
See you.
See you in Minneapolis.
Next month.
Woohoo!
In Minneapolis.
Bye. We kick off the tour in Minneapolis. Very, very exciting. Okay.
And VIP tickets are available.
Yes! It's a separate ticket this time.
Right. It is a separate ticket.
And you have to buy, if you want to see the show, you have to buy a general admission ticket on top of the VIP package. It is on the website. Right.
Just read the website. Yeah. It'll tell you what
to do. There are two separate tickets this time. We are produced by the fantastic Live Nation and NS2. Right. We're very excited about doing it's a professional tour.
It is.
Mm-hmm. We're not used to it.
With merch and stuff.
Wow, exactly.
But remember, do not Google sexy liberal tickets.
Oops, yes.
Go directly to sexyliberal.com.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's the last thing we want is you to fall prey to scalpers. We have
scammers. Those are scammers, not scalpers.
We deliberately kept the ticket prices lower this time to try to get more people to come because people got used to the pay-per-view and the, the virtual shows during COVID and all that. And we want people mask up, come enjoy, see us in person, meet us in person. We miss y'alls.
Yeah.
We're going to need each other more than ever this year. Why? Because comedians must do everything, including Seth Meyers.
Well, Here we are, you guys. Donald Trump is now the presumptive GOP nominee for president again for a third time, despite the fact that he's a twice impeached, four-time criminal indictee and racist who's been found liable for fraud and sexual abuse, banned from doing business in the state of New York for 3 years, owes over $500 million in fine, took millions from foreign governments while he was president, tried to extort a foreign country to interfere in an election in 2020, and encouraged another to help him win in 2016, actively undermined the nation's response to a once-in-a-lifetime pandemic and let a deadly disease spiral out of control. It's about to go on trial for breaking campaign finance laws by paying hush money to cover up an affair during the 2016 campaign.
He went on.
I mean...
This shouldn't be a punchline, Jody.
No, it shouldn't.
That's how the news should be.
Yeah.
As I was saying, that's how the news should report. This is what I keep saying. And by the way, if you don't like your comedy, both sides do it. Go to sexyliberal.com and get it, because both sides do not do it.
Right.
It's exactly what, the fact that that's on a comedy show and you don't see that on the mainstream media tells you everything you need to know.
Right.
One more.
Orchestrated a months-long coup attempt that culminated in a violent insurrection to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power and install him as an unelected dictator. Stole classified documents and obstructive attempts to get them back. Has never once won the popular vote and has been routinely rejected by a majority of Americans in election after election. Spews deranged conspiracy theories about everything from climate change to immigration to vaccines to windmills. Glitches on three-syllable words, two-syllable words, and one-syllable words. Cheats at golf. Can't spell his own name, his wife's name, or the words indicted, education, unprecedented, stolen Denmark, Kentucky, or tap. And is, on top of everything else, the single weirdest and most off-putting human being on the face of the planet.
Thank you, Seth Meyers. I was just thinking that Bob Seska and I talk about that all the time. Beyond all of it, he is the weirdest human creature that's ever beset us. He just doesn't. It is like he's trying to replicate human behavior.
Mm-hmm.
He is so weird.
He's in a skin suit.
I mean, how? What's this one person go? He's just like me. Come on. He's not like anybody. He's some sort of.
He's like that alien in Men in Black that.
Yeah, that he was wearing the skin suit.
That occupied the body of the farmer.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like,
what's that one meme?
Exactly.
It's like the worst of America all scraped together, wrapped in orange hot dog skin, and taught to make noises with its face. It's just. That's. It's not even. Just. I can't. Russian, China. This is my point. Okay, 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by My Morning Kickiness.
Oh.
Damn, I'm just saying, I don't think I could do a 15-city tour without this right here.
Right.
I'm telling you, I put it in my bike bottle, my hike bottle. I have it every morning to get me through the show. All the,
Yeah.
It's right in there. Right. It's strawberry lemonade flavor. That's the key for me. I don't like those mossy, grassy tastes.
No, they're gross.
This, because I need to hydrate, but I don't like regular water. If you're like me, why not put some fantastic strawberry lemonade flavor in there and get 10 supplements in one, right? You got ashwagandha. You have stuff in there that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer, probiotics, prebiotics, anti-aging supplements. If you want that boost of energy, want to just feel that well-being, feel younger, roundhouseprovisions.com. I love it. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you could 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in Stephanie.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to make
mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Dear Jim, I just wanted to tell you the things I love so much about you. Like your pasty white belly and how it fits in those tight shirts that my friends think you shouldn't be wearing. I love how you do that thing where you mash four slices of bread into a massive ball of dough and stuff it in your mouth. That's so adorable. And what about when you tell those same jokes from reruns that you've seen over and over again? They make me laugh every single time. Other guys play sports or go running or do something outside, but not you. You're different.
Guys, rest assured, you will never in your life meet a girl like this.
P.S. I can't wait until we cuddle in front of pro wrestling all day this Saturday. I hear it's a steel cage Texas death match.
Get some exercise. Get up. Get out. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council and the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports.
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The
only thing I didn't learn...
is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show
brought to you by
Cozy Earth. I thought you pointed at me.
No.
Sorry. I'm like a golden retriever.
The cowbell. Did,
if you would give me a snossage, I'd know when to say that Cozy Earth are the best sheets and towels
they
and
are.
Jammies in the world. It remains true no matter when I say it. They are the softest, the most luxurious sheets. It's not just me, because I know you find me a little hinky. Hallie said, because Hallie said it, right?
Right.
Yeah. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You'll have no regrets. I couldn't agree more. And you get a fantastic discount just for knowing me. Hasn't that been how your lives have shaped up? Just magical.
Yeah.
All the better for knowing me.
We get things thrown at us because we know
you. Yes, your life has been just a bountiful parade of fantasticness. Okay, listen, Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back for a full refund. Oprah said yes, please. 5 years in a row, favorite things. Come on, man. Experience life-changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. CozyEarth.com. That promo code is Miller. All right, 53 minutes after the hour. We have to hope that there are plenty of no longer Republicans. I don't know what, you know, percentage that is. As we mentioned, Trump bragged that he trounced Nikki Haley, which further disaffected some of her voters. Nicely done, idiot. Some Republicans have said that the party's choosing Trump itself is not enough to renounce the group. I loved what David Jolly, our friend, said yesterday. He said halfway is not good enough.
Right.
Liz Cheney or Chris Christie or Nikki Haley. Halfway is not enough. You have to say you have to vote for Biden. You just do, even if you got to hold your nose if you're on this, you know,
Liz
on the right.
Is, saying that.
Is she? Okay.
She is.
I'm just, but you know, that's what he's saying. He's like, halfway is not good enough in this election. A vote for anyone else is a vote for Trump. Staying home, voting third party, writing in, whatever it is you're thinking
to,
of.
To her credit, Liz Cheney is saying that.
Okay. Yeah. Conservative attorney Heath Mayo said it's official. To be a good Republican today, you have to support Donald Trump, be against aiding Ukraine, support absurd tariffs, think our courts and elections are rigged, believe character doesn't matter. I simply don't believe any of that. I am no longer a Republican. Thank you. Defeat Trumpism in 2024, then replace it root to stem after that. That's what, you know, Joe Walsh and others are saying, that it is all hands on deck in November. One former Republican lawmaker said, this year I will once again support Joe Biden for president. The party I belong to has been transformed into a proto-fascist disgrace, country before party. I mean, it, as embodied or enshelled by Mitch McConnell, among others.
Okay. There's a body inside that shell.
What else? Rick in, where are we? Rick in a truck. Hi, Rick.
Syracuse. Hi.
Hi, can you blow your...
There you go.
Okay, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Good, go ahead.
Hi. What the Republicans are talking about, you know, 4 years ago between...
Yeah, are you better off now?
This is what I'm thinking. Yeah, of course, now, yeah. But they talking about, you know how eggs, milk is so high?
Yes.
Now these days than it used to back then. Well, the corporations that increasing their value in like 300% in what they're charging us. Biden, about 4 years ago, he wanted to bring a bill to the table, which he brought it, and they vetoed it, all the Republicans. So the companies cannot charge you more than 20% or 10%. So that's what they're talking about. But it's their fault that they're charging us, you know, $5 for eggs versus the $1.50 that it used
to. Yeah. Yeah, I mean...
So they caused this problem. Yeah. Well, they're blaming somebody else, like always.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sure the president's going to talk about this. We have brought inflation down more than any other country. Mm-hmm. I hope he talks about, you know, corporate greed, because that's the other thing, is they took advantage of COVID and they're continuing to. There's all these companies saying they're, you know, giving you less products, less crackers, less whatever, you know, for the same money. It's the same as it ever was, right? Corporate greed.
Same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. I hope this is good news, Jody. Fulton County Ethics Board declines to hear complaints against Fonnie Willis. They decided not to hear two more complaints against Fonnie Willis. I mean, I was saying yesterday, is there an end to this bull ever? The Trump side's like, oh, can we have more gossipers. That we have Gladys Kravis's cousin now wants to say something that she heard somewhere from a... Okay. Diane in Michigan. Hi, Diane.
Well, hi. Thanks for taking my call. I noticed that your sexy liberal tour won't be coming to Michigan, and as you know, we're a battleground state.
I know. Listen,
consider coming.
Listen, if we sexyliberal.com, the more people go right now and buy tickets, the more chance we have to add.
Right.
I would love to add Detroit, for, honestly.
Detroit is very,
well,
very high on our wish list.
Yeah, it's high on our wish list.
And Ann Arbor, because our women in Ann Arbor stood in line till 3 o'clock in the morning to vote for abortion.
Right.
Yeah.
Our women in Lansing did that, and our women in Marquette did that.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
marched in the 60s. I have more rights than these women do.
Yep.
Come here.
Yep. Oh, we will. I'm writing it down. Wish list. 58 minutes after the hour. Black Knight. Social influencer makes his very first appearance on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. In recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman. If you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.